On the football field, he plays every snap like it could be his last.
Hey, sacked by Jared Allen!
The endless motor has made him one of the game's top players and a household name and hero to many. But for Jared Allen, his accomplishments on the football field pale in comparison to those who make the ultimate sacrifice.
We play a game. You know, actors, they pretend to be other people for a living. These men and women, they're playing with real bullets. It's not like you see on TV. You know, it's not acting in a war movie. Isn't the same as being at war. I mean, they're playing with live rounds. You know, guys, men and women aren't coming home. Families, children aren't seeing their parents for years at a time. And they do this willingly. It's not like other countries where you're forced to sign up for it. It's 100% volunteer. And to have that kind of dedication to your country, to be that patriotic and to sacrifice that much, I mean, they are nothing less than heroes.
Honoring those who have served and protected our country has been a life mission for the star defensive end, who has some close ties to the military.
My little brother, he's going on his fourth year in the Marine Corps. He's a, what is he now? I think he's a corporal now. And so yeah, he's, you know, he decided to, you know, he gave up football and stuff like that and decided to go to the Marine Corps. And, you know, he's out in North Carolina and just, you know, doing his part, you know. So we're proud of him. And yeah, my grandfather fought in Korea, two terms in Nam, and he was all over the country doing things. He was a pretty special guy. He is, I should say. He's still alive. So my whole family's been military. My dad and I obviously chose the football route. And, but yeah, man, it's just, you know, growing up with my grandfather, I mean, he's been my hero since I can remember. Just, and he's always instilled the values, you know, of country and patriotism into our life and into the way we live and how we respect, you know, what our men and women of the military give up so we can have our daily freedoms. And so for me, it's just ever since I was little, you know, seeing men and women in uniform has always been, you know, something that I've looked up to.
If it is with his Jared Allen Homes for Wounded Warriors Foundation, which builds or modifies the homes of American injured military veterans, or signing autographs for those who serve, there is a deep and sincere appreciation by one of the NFL's top defensive players to honor those who fight and protect our freedom.
Part of it's probably a sense that I feel like, you know, growing up with a family military, I probably should have went the military route, you know, so part of it's probably just some little guilt-ridden feeling that, you know, I'm not out doing what they're doing. The other part is just respect. I know that, you know, I don't get to do what I love to do unless there's men and women that volunteer to protect us. You know, I had a military guy tell me one time, a lieutenant colonel actually, and he said, the reason we fight wars over there is so they don't come here. You know, when people are asking, like, why are we in Iraq? Why are we in Afghanistan? Our men and women sign up. They go play on the road all the time to make sure that nothing ever happens here at home, that the battle doesn't come here. And to hear him say that really opened my mind and made me think, like, you know, that to me, I mean, people, they go over 14, 16, 12 months times away from their family to go fight life or death. So we can sit at home and watch our TV, so we can drink our coffee, so you know, we can have our daily freedoms. They volunteer to go to another country, thousands of miles away from their family, and risk life and limb. And to me, there's not enough that I can do to say thank you. And so that's why any chance I get, I do what I can do for the military.